Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's interesting to know about Dickie, and I mean, Kev, do you think there's a case to, we spoke about this a little bit before, but personally, I think there might be a bit of a case to go to a back three now, given that the form has been so bad recently and that they've got a lot of good options at centre-back, and then you've got players playing on Sunday who didn't play that well, and then you've got good defenders sitting on the bench. Maybe there's a case for that now with Critchley coming in?
Yeah, because Ian's probably right what he says about Dickie. I mean, Dickie has been, how long has he been? Is this his third or fourth season? His third season? If you look at it, he's been our best defender for the last three seasons. And, you know, there was rumours we were talking about maybe getting a move to a Premiership team in the summer if there was, if QPR wanted to raise money. And he was, you know, one of the players that we thought could raise money to strengthen the team in other areas, i.e. like we talk about centre-forwards. It'd be interesting. Yeah, Critchley will probably look at that. I mean, Ethan Laird is very attack-minded, so is Powell. Mm. So they've got the wing-backs there. You go more solid at the back. You maybe play two holders, and then you have Willock and Chair will be back. Well, we might not be. We'll see. We'll find out tomorrow.
And Morocco win the World Cup. Having not played a minute.
And then you have one up front, but... But if he did that, he's gonna. I would say we'll play two sort of more robust, like maybe Field, Johansson, and then Chair, Willock, centre forward Dykes. He's got the. So yeah, it's a possibility. It might strengthen the defence again, because it's a tough game against Preston, and they're going to come strong. They're going to be flying after their victory, and you're going to have to withstand a bit of pressure, and maybe an extra man in defence might be the way to do it.
Because something's got to change, isn't it, Ian? Like, whether it's just remotivating the players, changing system, a change in, you know, tactics for the game. Because this season is in real danger of drifting away into obscurity in it for QPR if they don't arrest this quickly. Now, we're talking about all this, you know, going for playoffs and all that, but you know, based on current form, you've got to be looking down rather than up, really.
Yeah, I think with the Championship, though, is you win three games, you're back up there. You know, if Rangers have got a win on Saturday, they've been six. You know, if they started the weekend in the sixth position. So if I haven't seen them do it, I would be more worried. But I know they can do it. I know the players are there to do it. It's just a case of just refocusing and getting them fit. You know, getting them out there. Because really, let's be frank about it. The players that Mick Beale signed, how many of them are playing regularly? You know, you've got Powell. Powell aside, I mean, Tyler Richards and Roberts, they've barely played, have they? You know, Jake Clark Sorters, you always think he's not too far away from some sort of calf strain or a hamstring strain. You need to get these guys fit. Johansson needs to be fit. He needs to be playing. When he does play, he's going off injured. So you need to get him right. So I understand.
Yeah, always seems to go like an hour in and he's down. You know, and he's like that happens all the time, doesn't it, with him, which is a shame because he's like you say, he's a really good player when he plays.
But I didn't understand the subs after. I didn't understand taking Willock off. I know he wasn't playing well, but if you want to go more 4-3-3 and have, you know, he's ideal for that role. I don't really understand what Paul Hall was doing there.
I think it's strange on him because he's your best attacking player. He's our best attacking player. You don't take your best attacking player
No.
because he's going to pull 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And
Mbappe off against England because he weren't playing well against Kyle Walker in the first half. You don't do it.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And you know, Shadipo is quick, but he's got no end product. You know, so he's not going to win you a game against a team like Burnley. Yeah, he had a few flashes, added some pace, but he didn't really, you know, it wasn't. He's not better than Chris Willock, is he? So he shouldn't have been come on. I could, you know, I've got no problem with Adoma coming on, just had a bit of experience, something else up top, but you don't take off. Don't take off Chris Willock. I'm sorry. That's not, you know, that's not the way to win. And I think that goal right at half time really killed the game.
Yeah, 100%.
The goal, it was a magnificent finish, it was. But again, that was far too easy. That wasn't playing the ball out the back, playing it through the middle. You know, shot, save, follow up the rebound. And again, that if George Thomas is in the team, I'm guessing because he runs around and presses and pushes, and there wasn't enough of that up front. They were just allowed to do what they wanted to do. One to forget, definitely. But, you know, that needs to be a lot better. And hopefully Critchley can. The bar's very low after that, so things can only get better with him in charge.
I suppose at least Critchley can come in and say, look, lads, that's, you know, the top of the league. They're probably going to go and win the championship. You know what I mean? Let's just put that aside, get back to it now. But Ian, what do you think about the switch in the system? I mean, obviously, like I said, Critchley's very adaptable in the terms of the way he works. And I don't think he'll come in and play 4-4-2 like he did at Blackpool, because, you know, that doesn't make a lot of sense with the players keeper I've got. But you think a change in system might...
I don't think it'd be a bad idea maybe to just go... not go for a draw, but be more solid at Preston, because, you know, confidence isn't high, and sometimes you just kind of packing the midfield a bit more, or playing, you know, three centre backs might just make you a bit more solid, and you can go up there and just stop the rot a little bit. Just get, you know, if you can get a point up there, you come away and say it's not a good hunting ground for QPR deep down historically. It'll be cold. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be hard. So, yeah, I wouldn't be against that. But, just get something on Saturday. And if it means training formation, then do so.
Yeah, like I say, I mean, Critchley was very good at Blackpool at organising the team and making them very defensively solid. But I do think he'll need a bit of time to do that, because you're not going to be able to just change things in a week. So, and like I said, he started when he took over Blackpool really slowly. So, you know, but they can't really afford a slow. He can't really afford a slow start with the way things are going at the moment, because the pressure is already on QPR. So things don't improve sort of quickly in the short term, then the pressure ramps up even more. So I think it is important to get some results on the board quickly. And like you say, Preston's going to be a really tough one. So a point there, I think they'd take it all day long. But I mean, on that, Kev, what are you expecting from the game against Preston? And I think changing personnel from. I mean, it was obviously quite, like you said, an unexpected team selection. So there probably will be some changes. But how do you see this one shaping up?
I think it's a real tough game after what I seen of them on the Saturday on the TV. They looked strong, quick, aggressive, put the ball forward quick, not scared to put the ball in the box. And obviously QPR's have had a poor run of form. So I wouldn't be surprised if he brings and goes free at the back and goes a little bit solid. And when Ian just says sort of, you know, not play for a draw, but sometimes you go into the game and you go solid and you get stuck in, and then you gain confidence as the game goes on, and then you sort of get into the game. But you can't be going into the Preston game and conceding early, and then you're like, you can't be doing that. So go a bit more solid. Whether he goes with one more at the back or puts another one in midfield, goes solid in there. Be interesting to see. It's a tough game. And I'm always hopeful and optimistic, so I'm going to go for a 1-1. And I'll take that right now. Take that 1-1 right now.
I think the vast majority of QPR fans would be with you on that. Ian, how do you see this one going? I know you're going up there, so hopefully it's not as bad as it was against Burnley for you.
I think they've got to look back at two relatively recent fixtures, Norwich away and Sheffield United away, and just kind of emulate what they did there, where they were solid, where they you know, they're up against it for large parts of the game, but they kind of held out, and I'm not going to say comfortably against Norwich, because Norwich could have won that game quite easily, but the game against Sheffield United should be the blueprint of what they need to do away from home, and they've shown they can do that. If you've got, I mean, chair aside, most of those players that play that day are available and should be, you know, relishing is the wrong word, but I mean, you go up there and think, well, it's a tough game, but, you know, let's just get back on track. We know what we can do. But I think a lot of that's going to be mindset.
Mm.
If you go there, if you concede an early goal and, you know, you're weak and callow, and then you'll get turned over. You know, that was the case at Coventry as well, where they let Coventry dictate a bit and scored relatively early, and that sort of set the tone. So, yeah, go there, be solid, don't concede early. And, you know, if you can, you never know, you might nick a 1-0. You might nick a 1-0. No one's expecting them to. Preston probably full of confidence, don't expect them to win. But, I mean, again, it's Preston. We're not talking about, they're not as good a side as Burnley. And Burnley aren't as good as Fulham were last year. So, it's, you know, I'll take a point up there. I mean, if you can get a 0-0 draw. It'll be a long way to go for a 0-0 draw, but, you know, I think most people of a QPR persuasion would take that.
Mm. Is that what you're going for?
Yes.
Your prediction? A 0-0. Yeah, it's weird. Strange scene, Preston, aren't they? Because they had earlier in the season, they couldn't find the net, but they weren't letting any goals in. I can't remember how many 0-0 draws on the spin they had, but it was something ridiculous. It must have been like 6 or 7.
One goal in 9 games or something, didn't they?
Yeah, crazy. Absolutely mad. But they weren't letting any in either. But they suddenly have seemed to found how to score recently. And like I say, Kev, that was a really impressive performance against their rivals Blackburn on a Saturday, was it? Yeah, Saturday. So they do seem to have found the net recently, which is obviously they're a lot more dangerous than they were at the start of the season, but... Yeah, I mean, I can't predict the Preston win, can I, as a Blackpool fan? So, and it'll be interesting with Critchley obviously going up there as well in his first game. It's a bit of a, you know, be a hostile one as a former Blackpool manager going up to Preston, you know.
So. Will he get a bit of stick, will he, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, the rivalry is between Blackpool and Preston is huge. We didn't play each other for quite a while because we were in different leagues, and then obviously we played each other a lot more recently, and... yeah, always hostile. So as a former,
there's his team talk. Then come on, lads, do it for me.
Yeah. I don't know how that'll go down too well. Yeah, but yeah, I think it'd be a tough one for him to as a first game, definitely. But I might go a 0-0 as well, Ian. You know, I think that will be the focus going into the game, is just to keep it tight and keep it solid and just give him a platform to build on. You know, going into the busy Christmas period. So, and I do think he'll go for a 3 at the back as well, actually. I can see him doing that, going sort of, yeah, Laird Powell and then Dickie Dunn and Clark Salter at the back, maybe like Fieldy Rabunim and then Willock Dykes, and not sure who plays in that other position, really. I mean, I suppose Ilias Chair could potentially be back, or would it be a bit...
No, he went back to Boxing Day.
Right.
Because there's a third and fourth place match as well, isn't there?
Oh, of course there is, yeah.
You might get a game.
Third and fourth place match you have to play when you lose the semi-final. Yeah, do you know what? He probably will do, actually, if they lose to France. So, yeah. I mean, you worry about him as well, don't you, a little bit? Because when he come back from AFCON last season, I think he played like half an hour in the whole tournament, and he weren't really the same, was he, when he came back? So,
yeah, he was carrying injury a bit as well going into that, I think.
Yeah. You do worry about like sitting on the bench all that time. Obviously, great experience for him in his country going so far, but he'll obviously be gutted that he's not played a part in it. I'm sure that will be eating away at him, but you do kind of worry a little bit whether it might impact his form as well, given that he's not played football in so long. So, yeah. But anyway, I'm going to go for a 0-0 draw as well. So we're all going for a point. But yeah, I was thinking, sorry,
it's funny that the year 2022, what a mad year. And so Critchley will be QPR's fourth manager in that's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's just weird how it comes about. Like, you know, when QPR appointed Beale in the summer, I never thought that would mean Blackpool losing Critchley as manager. And I never thought Critchley would end up the year as QPR manager. It's just, it's all gone round in a circle, hasn't it? It shows how quickly things can change in football and how quickly things can happen. But
it's definitely been a mixed year for Rangers. That has been a lot of sort of high results and some low results as well. It really has been. I mean, what would you say is your highlight of the year, Kev? on our festive special.
I think for the away game, I was at that game in the way, and I thought, yeah, I enjoyed that one. Because I live up here, not far from. There's a few Watford fans flying about, so could give him a bit of banter. But yeah, Watford away. And probably worst one, probably that one on Sunday.
Yeah. I think for me, it was West Brom at home, I think.
I didn't go to that. So yeah.
That was a really good day.
When Charlie Austin scored the winner.
Weren't great.
And I thought the Middlesbrough at home, actually, first game of the season, home game of the season, I thought that was a really good day. But my low for me would always be Peterborough at home.
I didn't go to that one.
3-1.
Oh, that was bad. Cardiff as well? That was bad.
Cardiff. Peterborough was bad.
Around the time of Peterborough, Cardiff, that was also bad. Yeah. They played, should have won, and then Cardiff had like two moments in the second half. I think it was 2-1, was it, in the end? And they just, snatched a win, but... Yeah, it's weird, and it's been there. It's been some very high points and some very low points.
What a great way to end the podcast.
Listen, hopefully Critchley gets them going again and gets them back on track, because, like I said, this season is in danger of sort of slipping away in it if things don't improve quickly. But let's see. Well, I don't know when our next episode will be, because obviously Christmas coming up and busy games. We'll be at games and stuff. And I think Ian's going away, aren't you, Ian? He's going to Australia. He's escaping the freezing cold temperatures of at the moment. So, we don't know when our next one will be, but it hopefully won't be too long. So, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back at some point after Christmas, I would imagine. Cheers.
Podcast Network.